A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus spoke to the crowds and his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example. For they preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens, hard to carry, and lay them on people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to move them. All their works are performed to be seen. They widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. They love places of honor at banquets, seats of honor at synagogues, greetings in marketplaces, and the salutation, Rabbi. As for you, do not be called Rabbi. You have but one teacher, and you are all brothers. Call no one on earth your father. You have but one Father in heaven. Do not be called Master. You have but one Master, the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles herself will be exalted." The Gospel of the Lord. Just for a moment, stop and think of one person who stands out as authentic to you. That one person who is just plain who they are, and the who they are is goodness. Who they are is honest. Who they are is kind. She, he has no other agenda. They're not a saint. They make the mark sometimes and fail to meet their own standards as well as ours other times. And in both instances, this person is consistent. They admit in an almost disarming, self-observant way that they wish they had not just done that or said that. And you know you can trust them to follow through on their promise to not do it again. Their authenticity seems to ripen their efforts into a fruit that nourishes. Refreshing, isn't it? Refreshing and inspiring as we think of this one person right now. For this reason, we too give thanks to God unceasingly. You know, it can be overwhelming as we take a long, loving look at our reality on November 5th, 2017. This reality throughout the world as we consider the signs of the times and how this gospel touches us today. Trucks are mowing down bikers or exploding in marketplaces. There are construction bids out for walls at borders. Island nations, villages, and homes are disappearing as decades-long environmental usury exact their price. Compassion fatigue is real. There's too much to comprehend, too much to try to solve or fix. If we attempt to narrow it down to something manageable, there is the danger of constructing holiness in our own image and likeness. I think that is what Jesus is naming the Pharisees have done. They defer to their own construct of holiness. It's as if they've traded God's word for a human word. Jesus seems to be saying that God's concept of holiness is not contingent on identifying with a political movement or ideology. God's construct of holiness is not woven with prestige, places of honor, accomplishments, or even with garments that signify a certain religiosity. No, Jesus seems to be saying that God's concept of holiness has to do with remembering. Remembering that we have one Father, one Mother, one Source. God's construct of holiness is woven with the image of a weaned child sitting in her mother's lap. Weaned. We do not have to grasp for more or worry that there's not enough. Weaned, we know what to do to be fed and to be food for others. Rather than attempting to narrow anything, we can let ourselves be anchored in the still, strong center of God's lap. There and then, we can expand into God's construct of holiness. It is our call, after all, this call to holiness, anchored in the one who first looks at each of us with the long, loving look of belonging, of delighting and acceptance, anchored here in God's own self, seated in God's lap. We can be the change we long to see. We can be the one more person who stands out as real, as authentic. We can be that one person for one other person who is just plain goodness, who is instinctively kind, and whose honesty equalizes and disarms. Perfectly congruent and consistent? Likely not. Committed to being the change we want to see, like the Christ before us? Yes. And for this, we give thanks unceasingly as we bend down, pick up a towel, wrap it around our waist, and proceed to wash feet. For this, we too give thanks unceasingly.